Damn.
International terrorism.
Viagra.
Chaos.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons.
The monkeypox virus.
The truth.
Ho ho, very funny. Ha ha, it is to laugh.
I'm a mouse, and I gotta tell you, it's rough. There are traps, cats, and poisons. But if I gotta die, I wanna go in my sleep, nice and quiet-like.
And that's all you'll find in Rodent Rest cat food. The savory flavor of real mice that cats love. The conscience-free ingredients. Rodent Rest cat food contains only 100% euthanized mouse meat.
Hey, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Rodent Rest cat food from Master and Petston. It's time again for another episode of the Starship Majora, that exciting spaceship adventure story you all love. We join acting Captain Jack Pross on the Starship Majora.
Captain's log, stardate 6438492. I've only been acting captain now for 3 weeks, after Dirk Wedgwood was in a horrible, horrible transporter accident, and they're still trying to put him back together, facing the right direction. The crew is already up in arms, claiming I'm working them too hard and refusing to do any sort of work. And the last three monsters I've had to fight myself, tearing my shirt. So now, I'm trying desperately to find a way for the crew to have some relaxation time, but still fulfill my duties as acting captain. End of log.
Oh,
Captain?
Boy.
Yes? How can I help you?
It is I, Science Officer Mr. Speck.
Yes, Speck.
Acting Captain Pross, we've not worked together much, but I am trusted and renowned for my logical and scientific abilities, and the reason I've drawn you away from ogling the women here on the deck.
Yes, I'm quite upset.
Around the con. Is that here on the scanner I see an planet I cannot truly identify, Captain. It appears on none of the universal atlases.
That's interesting. Well, you know, it's our continuing mission to find strange new life and either get into a fistfight with it or have sex with it. So we should investigate the planet more closely.
Well, if you want strange, motherfucker, this one is strange. It changes color, so Captain, it changes shape. One moment it's a gas, the next it's plasma, the next it's liquid, and the next it's ice. I've truly never seen anything like this, sir.
Well, move the ship as close as we can without putting us in too much danger.
Captain, I'm estimating the planet at approximately 3.5 blocks away. I don't want to get too close because it seems to be changing content.
Well, do you think you could parallel park the ship?
I could, I guess. Let me roll down the window.
Captain, Lexus Isuzu here at the switchboard. The planet has left several messages on the answering machine. I'm sorry, I missed them. I was in the powder room, but would you like me to play them back for you?
No, I'm trying to play hard to get. But contact the planet directly and tell them we're interested in some sort of interstellar mingling.
Okay. Wait, let me just... hi, is that the planet? Hi, this is the Starship Majora calling. Lexus Isuzu here on the line. No, I'm not a telemarketer. No. No, I'm not trying to sell you anything, I promise. But would like to ask you a few questions. Would you mind if I put my captain on the line? Hang on just a moment. Captain, I've got the planet on the line if you'd like to have a conversation with them.
All right, put it on the overhead speaker, Susan.
Okay, I'm putting you on speakerphone, planet. I hope you don't mind.
Planet Indigo here.
Hi, we are the Starship Majora. We've really been very interested in the multi-changing nature of your planet, and we'd like to come down and see what's there for exploration.
We enjoy exploration. Acting Captain, in fact, we enjoy lots of exploration.
This is my kind of planet.
Captain, I don't detect very many life forms on this planet, sir.
It is logical, whoever is speaking, that there are not very many life forms on our planet. However, you think so logically. Maybe you should come down and take some specimens.
Why, Captain, I have analyzed this message and it seems to be incredibly logical.
Well, it's good to see both of us have something in common. We fold like a piece of paper. Quickly to the transporter room. Let's get on board.
Sir, shouldn't we be bringing along a boarding crew? We typically, perhaps you're not aware of our habit here.
Captain, I know I'm new here, and I've only been here a couple days, but I would love to go on the exploration with you.
Well, here's my idea. Despite the fact that the ship has thousands upon thousands of crew, let's take all the most important personnel from the bridge and go down with them specifically. But first, why don't you go down alone, and before you die, call back and tell us what the planet is like.
Okay. Can I have the cell phone?
You got it.
Thanks.
But watch out, my space minutes are quite low.
No problem. I'll make it quick before I die.
Mr. Sulu, please transport Private Unger.
Yes.
I have some change. Here you go.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot my wallet.
All right. I believe the machine's... I think one of the coins got stuck.
It's kind of tingly. Okay. Well, I think I'm on the planet. Oh, wait, hang on. I got to use the phone. They can't hear me through my telecom or yet. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Hello. One ringy ding.
Hello. This is Lexis Azuzu on
Lexis.
The Starship. Hi.
It's Private Unger.
Yeah, hi, Unger.
I'm down on the planet exploring.
Yeah, well, how's it going?
It's not bad. Huh. Well, what's that over there?
Lexis, ask him what he sees.
Do you see anything, Unger?
Yeah, there's kind of like a gray mist coming right at me.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, it's...
sound that exciting.
It's like fulfilling my fantasy.
You're breaking
everything
up.
Everything I think I've ever wanted.
You're breaking up.
Cut transmission. Did he say if he had all of his limbs left when that was over?
The last thing that I have written down here in my notes is...
Well, that's certainly the most promising planet we've met in the last few weeks. Should we transport down?
Captain, it looks incredibly promising to me.
All right. Everyone on the transporter, you can come with us too, Seal.
Thank you, Captain.
Will the crew of the Starship Majora survive its visit to the mysterious planet? You'll find out after this.
Shaving is a chore, but shave like never before with Shtick Mach 12. Three blades is so over. Mach 12 shaves you close, so close, with 12 razor-sharp German steel blades. Don't slip, you might debone yourself, baby. And Shtick Mach 12 blades are coated with Kevlar. They're bulletproof, just like your alibi.
No, I wasn't getting fixed up for anyone special, hon. It's just the Mach 12.
Well, all right. You promised it was over.
It's never over with the Mach 12. The close shave goes on and on and on.
Who's Lucy? And why is her number in your wallet?
Shtick Mach 12. Shave on.
I'm a cat, and I gotta tell you, it's rough. There are cars, dogs, and Asian chefs.
General Johnny's chicken.
But if I gotta die, I wanna go in my sleep, nice and quiet.
And that's all you'll find in Kitty Rest dog food. The savory flavor of real cats that dogs love. The conscience-free ingredients. Kitty Rest dog food contains only 100% euthanized cat meat.
Hey, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Kitty Rest dog food from Master and Petston. let's rejoin the Starship Majora for its exciting adventure.
All right, we're down on the planet, and its ever-changing terrain is making me sick to my stomach. But I seem to remember the communication had a female voice, so I'd like all of you to stay here while I go out alone to try and find her.
Okay.
Very fine, Captain. I'll be analyzing the mineral content.
What an unusual planet. There's so many straight...
Hello.
Oh my god. You're a blue woman.
My name is Smurfetta.
You're my every fantasy.
I know.
I've managed to find a blue woman on every planet I've ever been to, but you're by far the best.
Excuse me, would you rip your shirt off?
I had Velcro installed for just this occasion.
You know, you look like a real captain.
I've always thought of myself as more than just an acting captain. You know, I feel willing to do whatever you might ask of me.
I would love for you to lay on my bed while I suck you dry of all of your entity.
You know, that's scary but somehow highly erotic. So
you know,
I'll lay on your bed.
I do believe that... Oh, I have now got you in me, and you have no way of talking or moving. I am acting Captain Jack Pross. Excuse me while I go back to my crew. Well, crew, I'm back, and I think I may have found life form.
That's
interesting.
Intriguing,
oh, Captain.
Where exactly is that, Captain?
That's a very good question, Lieutenant Seeley. I'd like for you to take your rigmarole and little things that you use to find things out. And if you would go north-northwest by east, you'll find it 10 paces to the left.
Okay, Captain, excuse me, but wouldn't it be more logical for all of us to stay together for safety's sake?
Logic is never in question. I think you should stay here and write down your logic. Lieutenant Seeley!
Yes,
you, Captain.
You must go.
Captain, yes, I'm
I
all
will
right.
follow.
Okay, all right. I'll lead the way in north-northeast... Okay, now 10 paces to the right. Was it right or left?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
I didn't
hello.
See you there when I came around that tree.
Why, it's nice to meet you.
Yes. My name is Harem.
Hello, Harem. And, oh, what's in that pot there? That smells like wonderful tea.
Oh, yes, it is tea. I will sprinkle it all over myself as I dance for you and serve your every need.
Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful. Let me just watch here. And I seem to be getting a little sleepy.
Are you sleepy? Well, then why don't you sit right down here and I'll polish your sword.
Oh, my goodness. No one's ever polished my sword quite like that.
Well, as you sit there and I polish your sword quite like that, you can't speak anymore. And I now have you. I'll now go back to the crew as you, Lieutenant Seeley. Hello, it's me, Lieutenant Seeley.
Oh, Lieutenant Seeley. The captain's still out in the bush?
Yes, yes, he is. I found him north by northwest, east 10 paces... past a tree, Lexus.
Oh, well,
that's strange, Lieutenant. We've never known you to have a very good sense of direction.
Well, Speck, it would seem that logic, as you say, has somehow cleared my head on this planet.
Well, then, it's about time. Good work, Lieutenant Seeley.
Thanks, Speck. I'm glad you admire me. I was hoping that you could come check something out with me. It seems that, well, I've found a strange mushroom.
Oh, my. How strange to find mushrooms on a planet of this type. The initial analysis I've done would not allow for the growth of a mushroom. Take me to it, if you would.
Yes, the captain is guarding it.
Oh, well, we'd best get by his side, eh, Lieutenant?
Indeed.
Very unusual terrain. Reminds me of Vulcan.
Hello. My name is Marilyn Idiot Svant. I love logic.
Greetings, humanoid being.
Oh,
you speak of logic.
It's very logical that you call me humanoid being, as you too are humanoid, made of flesh and blood, I assume, with lots of hair.
Yes, these physical senses seem to portray you as a being who I may find very stimulating. and erotic, but I cannot trust my senses. That would be illogical.
Touch me. You must only trust your physical reaction, not your emotional reaction.
Absolutely.
Let us sit you down here
in... You smell great.
...my logical chair, and we can discuss further, shall we?
Why, it's a dodecahedron.
Of course.
With a geodesic dome cushion.
You like those, don't you?
Why, it perfectly suits my molecular structure, as do you.
Why don't you sit down here, and I will take over your molecular structure, and you will not be able to speak again! I'll now go back as captain and get Lexis. Lexis? Lexis, hello. I've just come back from ripping my shirt off, and I found that I'm very sweaty
thinking
of you.
Wow. You know, I was just wondering when you were going to come and get me.
Of course, Lexis. I always think of getting you. I have something here that may come of interest to you. It's filled with silicone.
Ooh. Maybe we could take a private little walk together and talk about it.
Indeed. Let's go east by southwest.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Why don't you walk in front of me so that I may make sure your back is covered?
Oh, acting captain, you're so concerned for me, and that turns me on.
I know. Here, I found a bed.
Oh. A little makeshift, but it'll work.
Why don't you lie down?
Okay.
I can't believe she fell for it. I have all of them here in my entity, and now they are all caught in my web, my sticky, hooky web!
Oh, I'm Lexis!
Oh, I'm a Captain Jack Frost. Hello, who are you?
What? I was the first one you met!
Oh, that's right. I'm now back to my form.
You fulfilled my fantasy! I wanted to get rid of all them assholes!
Well, Private, why don't we go back up to the starship Majora?
Absolutely.
You do have the key, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, crap. I think it's in the hidey key.
That's all right. I'm a shapeshifter. If you'll just hold on to me right here,
sure.
I'll turn into the key, and you can stick me in and turn me.
Ooh, nice. Hey, work! Door's open! Come on in.
Wonderful. Your ship is so close quarters.
Thanks. Well, the Queer Eyes came over and redecorated it last week.
That's wonderful. Now that I have everyone in my sticky, ooky web down on planet Indivoter, I think it's time for you and I to take a little trip.
Yee-haw!
Sit right down. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Woo-hoo.
Will the starship Majora and his crew survive the shapeshifter? We'll find out after these words.
My name is Dr. Henry Broderick, here to talk to you about new extra strength placebo. I've discovered over the years most patients are actually hypochondriacs. A heart attack? A tumor? Come on now, folks, it's all in your head. So I prescribe placebo. But for some people, regular placebo just doesn't do the trick. Thank goodness for extra strength placebo.
New extra strength placebo is the important looking gel cap in the red box. Extra strength placebo provides long-term relief from annoying symptoms of hypochondria, hypochondriasis, and hypochondrolitis. Ask your doctor for new extra strength placebo.
But Dr. Broderick, the radiologist said it was a big mass. Very dangerous, he said.
Nonsense, Mrs. Joseo. This new medication will take care of everything.
Ask your doctor for extra strength placebo.
Placebo should have absolutely no side effects. However, 75% of test subjects experienced nausea, vomiting, bleeding, renal shutdown, difficulty breathing, and death.
Fakers.
I'm a dog, and I gotta tell you, it's rough. There are cars, other dogs, and Asian chefs.
Spork with Chinese vegetable.
But if I gotta die, I wanna go in my sleep, nice and quiet.
And that's all you'll find in That Dog Hot Dogs. The savory flavor of real dog that hot dog lovers love. The conscience-free ingredients. That Dog Hot Dogs contain only 100% euthanized dog meat.
Hey, if you gotta go, you gotta go!
That Dog Hot Dogs from Master and Petston.
We'll rejoin the Starship Majora now. Hold on to your jetpacks.
Hey!
Yes?
So you like the inside of the ship?
I sure do. It's really hot.
Do you like Bert Bacharach?
Bert?
He's just an earthly musician. Do you like Zima?
Of course.
I got some clove cigarettes I've been hiding under my bunk.
There's nowhere for me to... sit down.
Oh, no problem. Watch this. I hit this button, the whole wall will shift and a bed will drop out.
What?
Watch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crap.
Unger. Good job.
Hi, guys.
To rematerialize and...
Hi, Private Unger.
Private Unger's bunk is most illogical.
What I find most illogical is that Private Unger is only wearing bikini briefs.
Sorry.
For God's sakes, man, thanks for saving us, but next time, wear clothes.
I find him more freeing.
Well, let's turn our attention to this nasty shapeshifter.
Wait! Guys, she's really not all that bad.
No, I'm not all that bad.
Well, she does have certain abilities we could possibly use, Captain.
I do.
Yeah, Captain, I'd like to keep her, I promise. I'll feed her, I'll give her water, and I'll keep her in my room.
Well, I don't know, Private Unger. Your duties have always been more along the lines of scouting dangerous locations.
Yeah!
Captain, we're sworn to seek out new life forms and preserve them.
Oh, why don't you just f*** already, you logical bastard?
I can take her on the explorations with me!
It's not just my ears that are pointy, honey.
All right. Well, I guess we have a new member of the crew.
Yay.
And despite the fact that it's a huge violation of international law, I'll simply make you a crew member right here with my acting captain's powers.
That's wonderful.
But we need to know what to call you.
What to call me?
I'd like to call her Spot.
Spot.
So be it.
What a beautiful name.
Awesome.
I love it.
Well, I guess that's another successful voyage for the crew. I'm gonna go rebutton my shirt and then, well, frankly, think about that blue woman.
I'm gonna teach Spot how to catch a ball.
And so ends another exciting journey on the Starship Majora. Improvised live by Roch Bergeron, Jenny Wren Sandals, Harold Tucker, Sean AX Carr, Hillary Aptowitz, and Dan Bernard. Live Foley by Frank Sanfilippo. Produced and engineered by Michael Z. Townsend. Join us here every week for more moronic hilarity. Good night and bon mot.
Bon mot!
Bon mot! Bon mot!